welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
Now, unfortunately, we were meant to be doing an interview with author Alexandra Shepherd today, but she's had to rearrange due to personal circumstance, so that's going to happen after the half term. But this does give us a great opportunity to talk to Claire about the course she went on Friday, because it sounded amazing. So, Claire, what did you do?
On Friday, I went to London. I went to the SILIP headquarters for the School Libraries Group Training Day and annual general meeting. It was really good to just be in a room full of school librarians, and it was quite buzzing, really. Shall I have a little chat about what happened?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, first of all, Caroline Roche stood up. She's like the head lady there, and she did a bit of a chat about or the Great School Libraries campaign that's obviously kicked off, isn't it?
Yes.
So we're all going Great School Libraries to everybody at the moment, because every school needs a library, basically. Not just secondary, primary, I think, needs a library. So that kicked off. And then Ross Harding stood up, who is the School Librarian of the Year 2019. So she got up and she did a talk, and she's from King's School in Chester. And she did a chat about what she does in the library and what is expected of a school librarian. So that was quite interesting to hear her talking. And then she was followed by Lucas Maxwell. Yeah.
You did get your picture with him as well.
Well, yeah.
The famous picture on Twitter happened.
So I'm, you know, I'm quite a big fan of Lucas Maxwell because he does do some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted by all his stuff, actually. He was a really, really decent bloke, though, and I'd really like to go and visit his library, and we will sort that out in our busy schedule that we have. But he stood up and just chatted about all the stuff that he does in his school, and it just sounds like he does bonkers stuff sometimes. Bowling for books on the Year 7 induction. Our Year 7 induction, you know, we go round and we show them bits and bits of the library. We do a little bit of a talk. Lucas Maxwell does bowling for books.
So they go bowling?
Yeah, they have to bowl and hit a pin. And if they hit the pin, they have to go and find the book. That book.
How do you do that with 30 kids?
Well, I don't know, but he manages it.
They must be well-behaved children.
Yeah, it's... It was really interesting. And then he talked about Flipgrid and all the other stuff that he does, and Padlet, and, you know, graphic novels and manga. He talked about his manga club quite a lot. But he just does amazing things. He's from Glenthorne School in London. It was then Elizabeth Hutchinson, and I'm a massive fan of Elizabeth Hutchinson as well. I didn't really get to go and talk to this lady, but she talks a lot about research skills. Which I'm, you know,
you love your research.
I do. I love my research, which is why we have a lot of quizzes going on in the Learning Lounge to encourage that within the students, because it's really important. So she got up and had a chat. She was talking to us as well. Follow her on Twitter, and she puts lots of interesting. She writes a blog, so she puts lots of interesting articles that I quite like reading. So she's very good. Oh, before that though, before her, there was a chap there called Philip Ardar. So there's this chap sat in the front row, and he has been made a lifetime ambassador at SILIP for school librarians. And he must be about 6'8" tall.
Oh, wow.
He's really tall, right? Quite eccentric, long beard. We talked beards at lunch. We talked about grooming beards, but basically he's a very funny chap. He did quite a good little talk about supporting the school libraries and things like that, and he's been made an ambassador, and they got a crown and a sash for him and everything. And then we had, just before lunch, we got to listen to Hilary McKay, who is the author of The Skylark's War and her new book The Time of Green Magic.
Now, The Time of Green Magic, I've seen that book a lot on Twitter at the moment. Everyone's saying it's really good.
Yeah, we've got it.
Yeah.
And we've got it signed. And it does sound amazing, actually. I mean, I'm Hilary McKay, my memory of Hilary McKay is Binny, the Binny books, which was one of the Book Trust Challengers back in, it must have been 2013 or 14. And I love those books. So I was quite keen to meet the lady, and she did just the most beautiful talk.
Yeah, you said it was like a story.
She created this character, and it was just created from this blank white screen. And then there was this shadow of a boy character, and then it turned into a girl, and there was talking of parrots, and then it turned... It was just...
I wonder how she animated that.
It was so enchanting. It was... She was a very... And then she read the start of her book, and just listening to her, I could have listened to her all day. Then we had lunch, and then after lunch, Rhiannon Salvin, who is the Pupil Library Assistant of the Year, she got up and did a little talk, and her story is amazing. She was basically talking about how she was the only student librarian. It started off with only 4 or 5, and then it dropped down to just her, and she was just doing all the jobs in the library, and it's just amazing. And I'm, you know, really pleased that it doesn't just go down on, oh, I've done this or I've done that. It's just because she's been so supportive. It was lovely. Alison Edwards did a really good talk about student librarians as well. It was very good. And then we had another drink, and then Anna James spoke to us, and she's written the Pages & Co book, and she did a Q&A, so we just asked her questions, and she talked about her books. She was a lovely, lovely character. She started off as a school librarian, and then she went to work for, I think she said she worked for Book Trust, and then she's obviously started writing books. So I've not read Pages & Co, but it sounds like a good book. It's about all the characters go into the bookshop. So there's different characters from books go into this bookshop. And then we just had a couple of talks after from Daryl Torian and Anna Everill, who talked a little bit about school libraries and the Fossil Group. And that was about it. And then it was a close of day, really.
Wow, it sounded like you did loads.
I know.
What a jam-packed
day. It was a really
day.
Jam-packed, busy, busy day.
But you got lots of coffee breaks.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah,
did they provide lunch as well?
They did, yeah. Wow. Got sandwiches and all sorts. Yeah.
There you go, worth the money then, isn't
it? I know. It was very good.
So you would totally recommend that for librarians to go on?
Well, yeah, it was. I think it was busy because it was so reasonably priced.
Mm.
You know, so it was doable for you to go to, because some of the courses, you know, when they're like hundreds of pounds, you can't go and do it. People don't have the school budget for it. And personally, I can't take it out of my own finances. So you're relying on the school to let you go. And so it was so reasonably priced. So it was well worth going and amazing. And it was so nice to go to the headquarters and see where Silip is. Anyway,
so
what we reading? Well, you do some talking. I've done loads of talk.
Well, I'm still reading Encounters by Jason Wallace, which is the alien book, which I said I wasn't really enjoying, but I'd only just started it. Well, 100 pages later, I'm gripped. It's really good. However, it's got quite scary. And I usually read before bed, but I can't read this book before bed because for some reason I always end on the page where someone is being attacked by an alien in their bedroom. And then I'm looking around my bedroom like, where is the alien? And it's too scary. So I need to pick that up in the day, but I've not yet picked it up in the day because I just keep thinking about the scary aliens.
I want to read it.
It's really good.
It's got a fantastic cover though, doesn't
it? Yeah. From the sounds of it, they follow these 6 kids and went about this school that saw the aliens. But some of the kids saw the aliens and some of them didn't. But what I've noticed is that every child I've met so far has had a really tragic story.
Right.
Or backstory, which makes you wonder if the aliens are actually a manifestation of their guilt or, you know, sadness and not actually real. Or are the aliens actually real and come to rescue these kids from all their pain? I don't know. But it's really scary. You should definitely read it. Once you get past Gary, but actually you find out that Gary is actually just misunderstood and he is a nice kid.
Well, we thought that when you started reading it, that perhaps it was going to take a little bit of
meaning to it.
Yeah.
So that was good. And at work, we got loads of graphic novels in. So I started on the biggest one because it's too heavy to take home. And it's called Spinning by Tilly Walden. And it's about a girl that does figure skating and you like follow her life through 8 years, so it catches up with the beginning of the book, and it's all about her like anxiety and depression and her struggling with her sexuality and how she kind of focuses on figure skating to forget everything else. Mm. But then at the same time, her figure skating almost manifests all this depression and anxiety. Because right. she gets so much anxiety yeah. about it, but she's good at it, so it kind of pays yeah. off. It's really good. It's beautiful. It's all done in, like, purple ink with, like, splashes of yellow in.
They're just yeah. gorgeous, aren't they? You're so really. Excited about all these graphic novels, aren't you?
I keep going in the back and just opening the box and jacketing them. It's like, they're not even going out
I know,
yet, but I keep touching them yeah, and looking
yeah,
at them.
Because you're jacketing them, and you don't usually like jacketing the awkward, no. awkward books,
I
don't
like
you? You always give it to
books.
Me. You always go,
because I have to go into the toilet with
like
all the
jacketing.
Spiders to get the jackets.
I know, and you're going in there because you just yeah. want to protect those beautiful
I wanna
books.
I want to protect them, and I want to take them home and read them. But whenever I've got 5 minutes, I go in there and I touch them all. And I
you do.
All.
I want to read
like
the,
a weirdo.
The Laurie House Anderson one. That's the
yes,
one I want
that's
to
that's the only one I need to get a cover for.
Yeah, I need to read that. I may take that home with me.
Yeah, but they're all so beautiful, and they've all got different illustrations, and I just know they've got amazing stories inside, and I just yeah. want to rip them open and just...
Kids are going to go crazy over
there's
them.
There's just not enough time in the day to read all these graphic
no.
novels. But yeah, I'm very excited.
Cool. I am currently reading... Secrets of the Henna Girl by Safiya Ahmed, and it's great.
She's coming to visit us as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, she's coming to visit.
We've got two author visits in one
I've gone
week.
Crazy. I've had to organise this really quickly.
Yeah, because she I remember she got in contact with me, but we didn't have any budget, so I was like, we'll get in touch with you next year. And then of course next year comes around and I'm like, has that happened that fast?
And it's one of those moments where the author rings you and she's rang you at just the right moment, and she says mm. something to you that's going to fit in so well with what we're doing after half term. And I thought, got to get her in.
Yeah.
So Safiya Ahmed, her book is about a girl who gets taken off to Pakistan, and she's basically an arranged marriage, which she is not happy about. And her parents have gone back home and left her there with her nanny Ma. And she's got a couple of friends she's made locally, and who's in the same position. It's great. It's a good book. It's great reading. Mm. It's for year sevens and up. There's nothing offensive in it, but I think it's a great story. I'm really looking forward to meeting her.
She
kids are going to love dressing up
interesting.
In the saris and stuff. Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. And she's doing a session for our debating group.
Yeah, about campaign for human
yes.
rights and stuff, which I think they'll
yeah.
enjoy.
So, fab book. Needed to get it out and read it.
So next week there won't be a podcast because we're on half term. Hallelujah.
Yay.
But after that
Nine
we
weeks.
Will have our interview with Emma Redgate talking about the Rickshaw Challenge. She is first, wow, just in time for the Rickshaw Challenge. And then the week after we've got Alexandra Shepherd. Then the week after that we've got Safiya Ahmed. And then the week after that we'll probably be talking about the Mace debating competition that we've
yeah.
just gone to at Beckett
yeah.
School.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
And then it's time for Christmas raffle.
Yay!
So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.